Jim Morton stared into the fire and said nothing. But Benson and the others knew what he was thinking. Pete Daly had never liked Bodine. Nat had married the girl Pete wanted, even though it was generally admitted that Pete didn't have a chance with her anyway. Mary Callahan was a pretty girl, but a quiet one. Daly had been sure he'd win her, but Nat Bodine had come down from the hills and changed all that.
Good morning to you, Miss Callahan.
Why, Nat Bodine, what a surprise to see you in church.
Well, I hope it was a pleasant one, at least.
Good morning.
Do you plan on attending regularly?
I wasn't really planning on it, but seeing as how you're attending, I guess maybe I will.
Why, Nat, I don't think the pastor would think that's a very good reason.
Well, it could be the start of one.
Oh?
I see you. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Reverend.
Mr. Bodine, welcome.
Thank you, Reverend.
And a very good day to you.
I'd be pleased to go riding with you later on, Miss Callahan.
Good morning, Mary.
Oh, why, hello, Pete. It is a lovely day, isn't it?
It sure is.
Pete, have you met Nat Bodine? He's new in town.
Howdy.
Pete owns one of the largest ranches in Basin Creek.
The largest.
I'm pleased to meet you.
I was wondering if you'd like to spend the afternoon out at the Diamond D, Mary. You could stay for dinner if you like.
That's very kind of you, Pete, but I'm afraid I'm already engaged this afternoon.
Oh, I see.
But it was kind of you to ask.
Well, perhaps another time, then.
Yes, perhaps. Have a splendid day, Pete.
Mr. Bodine?
Well, I guess if you're busy, I'll just run along, too.
But, Nat, I thought you had asked me to go riding.
I did, but you meant you were already busy with me?
I did. And if you like, I'll fix you dinner. How about it?
Why, that would be just wonderful. Thank you.
It'll be my pleasure. You may offer me your arm if you like.
Of course. May I?
Thank you.
And thanks for not telling the Reverend on me.
Mind you, just keep on attending and it'll be all right.
Nat was a tall, good-looking man, even a handsome man, some had said. And despite his somewhat unpolished manner, Mary Callahan took to him right away. He was a hard worker and a good helper, too, and all the men in town liked him just fine. All except Pete Daly, that is, who wore his hatred for Nat Bodine like a badge. Jim Morton flicked the butt end of his cigarette over into the coals and swung down from his horse.
Well, there's nothing to be done as long as it's dark, so I guess we might as well settle down.
You're gonna join us, then?
Why not? At the very least, I ought to tag along to make sure he gets treated fairly. If you ever find him, that is.
We'll find him.
There's coffee in the pot. Help yourself.
Thanks.
You think this business is Pete's way of getting even, don't you?
That's possible. Has anybody talked to Nat? What's his side of the story?
His side of the story? After what he did to the sheriff, I guess there isn't much doubt about that.
I disagree.
Why's that?
It just doesn't sound reasonable. For one thing, Nat isn't likely to miss something he aims to kill. You say Daly was there?
Yep, he and Larrabee met Nat in the street outside the Brass Hat Saloon. Pete accused him of the holdup, and the sheriff said he'd have to take Nat in.
And that's when Bodine shot him.
Folks rushed out of the saloon, but Nat turned and ran.
I guess that kind of says it all.
And Pete Daly volunteered the rest. Who organized the posse?
Bert Stovall. He's still Larrabee's deputy most of the time. He and Pete are in charge. They say we ought to hang Bodine.
Hang him? For what?
Why, for murder, of course.
But Larrabee isn't dead yet.
I think they're hoping Bodine will get himself killed resisting arrest. That would make everyone's job that much easier.
Well, all I can say is I don't envy the man who corners him. If he's found at all, that is.
Why do you keep saying if we find him? We'll get him, you'll see.
What a suggestion, friend. When he's cornered, don't be the one to go in after him.